This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here on number 855-450-free like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype. Username is lrn.fm. If you want to call us there, you'll sound better than if you call on the phone. And if you want to sound the best, you can join our Discord on-air call-in line chat room, which you can join through our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
If you're just tuning in, Johnson, you were getting us started on a story about not universal basic income, but universal basic assets?
Yes.
And this is some plan that's, what is it, a blogger came up with here, or a journalist?
A journalist. Well, I don't know if they, columnist. This is something that they necessarily came up with on their own. I think that they're
promoting the
idea. A few people, talking about this idea.
Okay, and this was, the source was where again?
Fast Company.
That's what it was. All right, so let's continue here, because I don't think he's really quite described what this is. It's something about owning pieces of assets and then having a government tax them.
Yeah, so I want to recap this thing here about Yang. It says, the problem with universal basic income, though, is obvious. It's very expensive. Yang's version, which calls for everyone to get $1,000 a month, would cost $2 trillion a year. This is at a time when, as a nation, we're already $21 trillion in debt, and many of us aren't keen to pay more taxes. Yang would institute a national value-added tax, sort of like a sales tax. Ugh. While UBI has a lot of admirers, the real question isn't whether it's a good idea worth trying, it's how you would find $2 trillion to pay for it. Enter universal basic assets.
Well, they'd print it. Just to be clear, they would, if they didn't have this basic assets thing, which we haven't heard about yet, they'd just go ahead and print it up, and that would be inflationary, and that would wreak havoc on the economy like we've seen in Venezuela.
Right, so some of the things that people who support the UBI say is, well, we'd stop all this war stuff that's going on.
Why would they think that?
Yeah.
Why do they think that?
Yeah, there's no evidence they're going to stop war.
They're already in a fantasy world of creating a UBI. They might as well create the fantasy world where the government does everything that they want it to do.
I see what you're,
I mean, it's a fantasy world because the government never does anything that any one person wants it to do.
If you get a universal basic income, you're going to get that on top of a warmongering state.
Right.
Donald
Trump, the president of the United States and conceivably the most powerful person on the planet, is frustrated that the government won't do what he wants it to do. How
like
do you think?
Guns.
Yeah, where are you on this spectrum? So that's why I it's ridiculous to want the government to do things, but that's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live, and anybody's welcome to call in at 855-450-3733.
Well, we don't want the government to do things.
And imagine, yes, we do.
We want the government to go away.
We want them to stop doing things, and stopping is doing something. Right? If I am repeatedly punching you in the face, stopping is doing something.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
Fine, I guess.
So, yes, we do want the government to do something. We want them to take up gardening. We want them to look into bird watching. We want them to do lots of things that don't have to do with rapaciously stealing from citizens and lying and, killing and doing all the things
that
they do.
All right, so let's hear this basic basic assets.
So it says here that one answer may come in the form of universal basic assets. UBA can mean a fund of publicly owned infrastructure or revenue streams like Alaska's permanent fund, which pays residents up to $2,000 a year from state oil taxes.
That's
true. It can mean actual assets that drive down the cost of living, like tuition-free education and free public broadband. There are lots of proposals going around now that fall into these two camps, and below are some examples. Entrepreneur Peter Barnes has called for the creation of a sky trust that would both limit the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and provide revenue from carbon taxes. These carbon dividends solve two problems at once: income inequality and climate change.
Carbon taxes would just bring the price of products up, and that means the people who are buying those products, of course, they hit the poor people the hardest, because if the price of a can of whatever it is that you're buying goes up, rich persons, they're going to just shrug it off, whereas a poor person, it might make the difference between them not being able to pay the rent.
And there's the, you know, I was talking about whether or not this would mitigate or put the aggression right on display. Well, there we go. The aggression is right on display.
There you go.
So here's what you do. You you hold companies that produce carbon dioxide responsible for their carbon dioxide production, and you, for instance, we make carbon scrubbers that are bicycle-powered. We tell the companies that they've got to hire fat poor people to sit on the bicycles and pedal the carbon scrubbers, and then they can pay them you know, some kind of living wage to scrub the atmosphere. Problem solved.
Well, continuing here with this, he said he would also tax corporations for using natural resources on the thinking that the atmosphere, minerals, and fresh water around us represent a joint inheritance. He would also tax speculative financial transactions and the use of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Are we still talking about this Yang guy, this presidential candidate?
No, this is Peter Barnes, Peter Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's
he's an entrepreneur. And this is one of the problems with, you know, smart people who don't understand economics, right? Like, he's probably a really brilliant businessman or whatever. He's very successful, but he doesn't really understand the fact that when you tax corporations, the corporations don't pay those taxes. It's their customers every single time.
Oh, I suspect he understands that deeply. I would say that it is undeniable that air is a joint resource, right? Like, you know, nobody's keeping the air around their property in some kind of dome, or nearly
There's
nobody.
There's probably somebody with a dome.
Here's a wonderful can of Perrier.
Right. Well, there are oxygen bars.
Every time somebody's tried an ecosphere or something like that, we're gonna create a place where we have a bunch of people who make food and breathe the air. And everything's, it's never worked. Never worked. Like, it's never worked. Not once. So we pretty much have to have this sort of shared resource. Yeah, I think that, you know, rivers and streams, there's the water in those is a shared resource. Even if you own the stream upstream, it comes down to your neighbor. You don't keep the water, right?
Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
Well, I keep hearing these grandiose plans. I mean, from minimum wage to UBI and now UBA, you know, these ways of interjecting money into, you know, into the pockets of the poor people. Nobody says, you know, if we kind of got rid of the load that's represented by the complete waste and destructiveness of central governments, that many resources would be freed up.
There's no doubt. If those resources were freed up, entrepreneurs could do more, people could expand their businesses, people could get hired at these businesses. But that doesn't address, I mean, I agree with you there, but that doesn't address the fear that these people have of, I'm going to lose my job entirely because of automation, because of machines, because of robots. That's where this fear and this clamoring for this universal basic income is coming from. Every time you hear it talked about, it's, well, we're just not going to be able to work.
I don't accept that. That's the same thing, in a sense, that, you know, whether it's, you know, people just giving out bread and housing or money or assets or automation, that this is the idea that productive people can't produce is never going to exist.
There's a difference between, and you're right about that, there's a difference between the productive people, the people that want to be working, and then there's the people that don't want to work. There's the kind of people that are like,
well, work is called reason. It sucks.
But there's actually ways for people that don't want to work to to manage. I mean, they do it. I mean, they, you know, they're,
yeah,
they're
a lot of them
they,
are in welfare.
They hang out, you know, they dumpster dive. They, you know, they're hobos. I don't know if you know, Willette was her name. What was she? They had a book.
Oh, yeah, the girl that went on Hobo. She wrote a book about it. Yeah, you're right. Hey, thanks, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free right here to control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username if you want to join us there is LRN.FM. And $6 shirts, the number $6shirts.com is where you can go to get some killer T-shirts. They've got a gigantic selection of witty and clever shirts that'll make you the most exciting person in your social group. Well, I don't know if they can guarantee that, but that's the claim. $6shirts.com, and they are very, very affordable. In fact, you can get an even better discount by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 10% off. And they do accept Bitcoin. You're also buying from people that actually appreciate the message of liberty. That's why they advertise with Free Talk Live. The founder of the company, as I understand it, is a Free Talk Live listener. So once again, go do your T-shirt shopping. Get some cool shirts, whether it be pop culture related or politics or sports. They've got all kinds of different shirts there at $6shirts.com. The number $6shirts.com. And you don't see it tonight, but if you watched over the last couple, if you watched last night, I was wearing my Snake Plissken shirt that I got from $6shirts.com. And if you missed it, you can always go and watch our YouTube videos over at youtube.freetalklive.com. Or if it's within the last couple weeks and you want to watch a recent episode, you can pull up the HD version on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. So once again, check out $6shirts.com and use code FTL for 10% off. Johnson, you were telling us about universal basic assets, not universal basic income.
Right.
And there was some entrepreneur who was trying to come up with some kind of plan to do something. Can you kind of recap what this guy was saying?
Well, he was talking about that...
carbon taxes, I think, was one of the aspects of it.
Right.
Yeah, with the other one.
This was, he was, this was...
And that it would somehow be distributed.
Peter Barnes, a Sky Trust to limit the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to produce revenue from carbon taxes. So essentially just a tax. And, you know, it's just, you know, taking money on one end and stealing money on the other, essentially.
Sure.
It's the whole idea. It's not really a new...
It's the same old government scheme.
Right.
So exactly. It's a new name.
Yeah, pretty much. Another one of these
Sky Trust.
Yeah, Sky Trust. We're going to protect the sky. So the new idea here, another one of these schemes is the UK think tank IPPR recently proposed a similar sovereign wealth fund owned by and run in the interest of the citizens.
Because that's the way it always works out. Whenever you give the government control over assets and investments, they're always doing it for the interests of the citizens, mm-hmm. right? All the money that they're bringing in, they've got you in mind, right?
Right.
The government. Sure.
Well, this
just a new piggy bank for them to raid.
Yeah, this would finance the fund with a scrip tax of up to 3%, requiring businesses to issue equity to the government or pay a tax of equivalent value.
I'm not a
sales of land owned by the UK monarchy and higher inheritance taxes.
Okay. Equity, would that be like a piece of ownership, basically?
That's what it sounds like, yeah, that the government's socializing 3% of every business.
Right.
Wow, that's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at that point, this is kind of like the bailout of the automobile companies. The government never really they weren't managing the auto companies. They just owned a percentage of stock, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. But many of them, they were forced into it. Like, Ford had to do it.
No, there was that one company that refused the money.
I think it was Ford that refused the money.
Yeah.
Some of them were forced into situations they did not want to do. I think it was
forced. Yeah. I mean, they weren't forced. They were like having financial trouble, and they were offered a bailout. So it was either that or sell off your assets to the lowest or the highest bidder. You go bankrupt.
I think I'm thinking of Wells Fargo, who was not interested in a bailout but got one there. So I might be confusing some of my major companies.
Okay. Well, Wells Fargo just got hit with a $1 billion fine for some nonsense or whatever.
Shady practices.
Some shady practice. Anyway, go ahead, Johnson.
So here's where the article is going to take a sharp turn towards the weird. So this author, Ben Schiller, is apparently maybe leaving Fast Company because he's starting his own magazine about the blockchain.
A magazine or an online website called the magazine?
Probably both.
Because I can't imagine why anyone would start a magazine.
These day and age, who knows?
I just don't understand.
Yeah. But
dying.
But this article it takes this turn here and says, blockchain can help. Blockchain technology could offer a way to
to divide of publicly owned infrastructure so it's genuinely publicly owned. We could issue tokenized securities in the assets around us, giving everyone a stake in their environment. They
can
could
I
then,
sell mine?
Are we tokenized?
They could then trade those tokens on exchanges like they were cryptocurrencies, or use the tokens as collateral on loans. For example,
do you understand what a terrible idea this is? Okay.
How long before somebody
this is not by any stretch of the imagination some kind of greeny plan to help the poor and the environment. This is a full-on corporate takeover of the whole planet. Okay, what this jackhole wants to do is to take land, water, and air, tokenize them on the blockchain, give them to poor, irresponsible Nimrods who will then hock them for crack and immediately own.
Are we
own.
Talking about water and air, or are we talking about government buildings and schools or roads?
Probably both.
Okay.
Those things, too.
So it goes on to say, for example, if cities and towns develop new solar-powered microgrids, shares in the projects could be issued to residents, say Michael Casey and Paul Vigna in their new book, The Truth Machine, The Blockchain and the Future of Everything. Residents would have the right to buy energy from the project as well as to trade the asset to their neighbors. This may be how we confront the future as owners of our personal stakes in the common good, the authors write. Some early stage versions of this already exist, like Project Ubu. I don't know what that is. Marina Gorbis, executive director of the Institute for the Future in Silicon Valley, argues that basic income payments are insufficient for fixing inequality. The real source of economic divergence isn't that some
people... Nobody ever said that the basic income is going to fix inequality. The only proposal that basic income proposes to do is to give somebody a check every single month of a flat amount across the board in supposedly to make up for the fact that they might not have work from this scary future.
You know, instead of having two jobs that they're working now, and they're not going to take that additional income and use it to drag themselves out of whatever, you know, circumstances they're in. They may just quit one of their jobs.
Just live off of
it. Equality's a goblin. I mean, it's just...
It can't be achieved.
Well, let's say it was. Let's say tomorrow we take all the assets in the world, all the wealth in the world, and we divide it up equally among 7.5 billion people.
Yeah.
Then what's going to happen in the next year?
It'll all move around and
it'll begin to move around. Some people will save their money, and some people will squander it. Yep. Some people will consume as much as they possibly can consume. Others will produce in order to fill that consumption.
People in vice industries that would probably make for the worst possible world of all, because people who are in things that take advantage of people the most are going to be the ones that profit first.
Sure, because everybody out there that's got a drug habit is going to go blow it all instantly, and go to strip clubs.
Undertakers and people and makers of extra large coffins would rake it in.
855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. In fact, that's where we're going to be going to next. You can go to discord.lrn.fm to hop in there once it's available, of course, and then we'll get you on the radio and you can talk about whatever you want. Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They've got a mining pool there. If you've been thinking about getting into mining cryptocurrency, maybe you want to do Bitcoin Core, or you want to do the new Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you. You get to choose which Bitcoin to mine there over at pool.bitcoin.com. It's super easy to get into. You don't need to know the technical side of mining. It's just you put in your investment, the amount of money that you want to put in to buy you a certain amount of mining power, and then you just let it go. And you watch and wait and see what kind of returns come in down the line.
They're pretty steady. I mean, it's not like,
you get a certain amount every day.
It's not like watching a horse race or something.
Yeah, I don't check it in. I don't check in with it very often. You're kind of locked in for a contract, and it comes in. Yeah. So go and learn more about it over at pool.bitcoin.com. But if you do like to check, there's charts, and you can download stuff to look at. Pool.bitcoin.com as we continue here. As we go to the Discord on-air call-in line room, we've been talking about universal basic assets. I know you've got more on the story, right, Johnson, from Fast Company? Oh, sorry about that. Now you're back.
Just a little bit.
And now Vaginatarian is joining us on the Discord chat.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the universal basic assets or income or whatever it is. This is one of those issues where the sentiment behind it is, you know, very emotionally charged, just like gun control or tearing down statues or what have you.
Yeah, people could lose their jobs. That's very emotional.
Right. It starts with the premise that people are losing jobs.
Or will.
Yeah. Or that there's such a vast disparity. And there is. There is a vast disparity between the poor of the world and the world's wealthiest top 1%, what have you. But the answer to that is not an oversimplification in universal basic income, because when you create this equality of outcome in like everybody gets the same amount every month, that is the same line as, you know, Soviet Russia or communist China. And we all know how that ended. So it blows my mind that people will bring this idea up with, you know, the heated emotion behind it, unable to draw that parallel.
And maybe it's the same idea, as you're pointing out, repackaged for a new audience. I mean, essentially, they're pitching communism in or socialism in to a younger generation, right? People who have not seen reality yet. They don't understand economics, and they certainly don't understand the history of central control and
communism.
And let's
not forget the people who really haven't made their own way in the world up to this point. And, you know, some group of people, i.e. mom and dad, have paid for pretty much all of their foibles, desires, whatever it might be.
Oh, absolutely. And then the second point I'll make on it is when you take away all of the incentive and all of the job by giving people an income that they can supposedly live off, whatever a living wage is, people lose their production interest and value. And, I mean, I don't really believe in the whole American ideal of I want to work my butt off to retire so I can go sit on a beach and drink beers all day, because even as great as that is, that's going to get boring after like 2 weeks, and I'm going to need something to do, something to pursue. Like, life is all about living and learning for all of whatever you get. So I can't believe that the idea that we should hand out money so that people have more opportunity in life, it's just it's a non-starter. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're right. The opposite will be the case. I mean, while there may be a small portion of people who do put that $1,000 a month or whatever to some sort of productive means, it will, for the most part, as you pointed out, disincentivize work. It will disincentivize people from being as productive as they can be. And if productivity is reduced as a result of this, that is ultimately going to, I think, hurt people and hurt society.
Yeah, I think it's hurting them now. Just like Mark said, if they are brought up with everything handed to them and then they go into universities and they get these degrees and then they can't even enter the workforce because there is no equality of opportunity. There's just this equality of outcome. Then it's just that downward spiral of they're never going to be productive assets to society.
Well, now, of course, the fear is that they wouldn't even have a chance to, because the robots are going to eliminate all jobs. What do you think about that fear-mongering kind of future?
I find it really interesting. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts on the AIs going to take over, and I think it's a technology that we might see come to fruition in our lifetimes, but I don't know that they're going to take over humanity. I'm not a believer in that yet, but I think it's an interesting concept that people shouldn't ignore.
I'm curious as to how robots, like at this, I get robots might be able to drive cars in the next 5 or 10 years.
We're on the cusp of that now.
And we might see that. And robot manufacturing, where robots are, you know, almost entirely eliminate the human aspect from the manufacturing line. All right. I can see some of that. Robots that cook burgers and those sorts of things, and maybe even deliver the burger to the counter. It's possible, I suppose, that you could cut fast food staff by 75%, something like that. I can see that happening in 10 years or something. Salespeople? you know, somebody to customer service, somebody to walk. Like, at this point, customers, you know, telephone customer service, people just immediately begin get on the phone and start pressing zero to talk to an operator, you know?
Yes, that's true. And also, remember when the grocery stores started putting in the automated checkouts, and then some of them took it back out because they got such pushback from their customers of, hey, we, you know, we actually want to talk to somebody. We want to look somebody in the eye. Now, not
a lot of them
does.
Are adding them back in, though.
Some of them do. Yeah, right, because there are some people who don't want to talk to somebody. Right. So they figured out that there's a balance between both of those things.
God help you if you're buying produce or wine.
It also depends on how, you know, well those things actually work. You know, so if they don't function well, of course people are going to want to get rid of them. It's like, I don't want to run my own groceries if it's going to take longer. And, you know, like, but now that they've done some things to make them faster, then it makes sense to have those, especially if you could have a bunch of people checking out faster.
Well,
it's kind of like roundabouts.
Isn't it true that the history of technology in the workplace is a history of fear of, you know, being displaced, right? Like, you look at automation, the Henry Ford and, you know, automated manufacturing.
The buggy whip manufacturers.
Right.
Go out of business.
Right. There's been plenty of car manufacturers putting the horse companies out of business, right? There's been plenty of examples of this technological advance that has resulted in some people losing their jobs, but those people, being people and being able to adapt and learn new skills, can go out there and get new jobs or create new businesses, become entrepreneurs, open up, if the government lets them, you know, open up their own business and create a new opportunity for somebody else to get a job. So, I mean, for all the fear about people losing their jobs from automation and you know, robots, it hasn't really, you know, it hasn't come about yet. Now, that's not to say that they can't say, well, this is really going to be bad because now robots are going to replace everybody. Because robots, you know, it was one thing when they could do one simple task like a robot arm in a factory. Now we're talking about humanoid robots who can do absolutely everything that a human being can or whatever without having to stop for breaks, without having to eat, you know, without having to go to the bathroom or go get a cigarette or whatever. And so the fear is like that now is the time when we really need to be scared.
My wife and I were looking at countertops the other day, and I was sort of struck by the pointlessness, the nihilism of countertops. You know,
Tell me about that. Here
you have all different kinds of countertops.
Colors.
Yeah,
and
you can have
types.
It made of granite. You can have it made of this quartz.
Corian.
Yeah, this quartz thing. They make it out of corian, formica, you know, wood, butcher block, a whole variety.
They have wonderful choices in
lots and lots and lots of different choices. It seems odd to me that people wouldn't want choices in the future. And one of those choices is going to be artisan made. This is human produced. This is a human produced countertop, not a robot produced countertop. And I suspect
way more for that crap.
Meaningful to people. I expect that it'll get a premium. Just a guess.
Right. Vaginitarian, did you have more or were you all set?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That clears out the Discord on-air call-in line room for you, should you wish to join us here on the radio at discord.lrn.fm or on the phones. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about the ridiculous idea of universal basic income, or now repackaging of the same idea as universal basic assets, which, as I understand the pitch so far, is to basically create some more taxes and then give people money, as opposed to like just printing the money and then giving it to them. Either way, you're still doing damage economically. You're still using central control to force money from the wealthy into the hands of the poor. And as Mark pointed out earlier, even if you were to just go ahead and snap your fingers and magically cast a spell to allow everybody to all of a sudden have the exact same amount of money around the globe, the next month or few months down the road, all that will have changed because everybody doesn't handle their money in the same way. And that's one of the reasons why there are such discrepancies out there. But we're going to continue with that.
And it's just a way to continue to defend these, systematic layers and upon layers upon layers of aggression and violence against peaceful people in order to, prop up this ridiculous economic system that we have now rather than competition.
Yes, and we're going to get into that. There's more. In fact, Ray Kurzweil is saying that he believes this universal basic income concept is an inevitability given the future. We'll talk about that coming up here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Now, something that you can control in your life is whether or not you get involved in cryptocurrency. We've talked a lot about Bitcoin over the years here on Free Talk Live, but there are some others that are out there, and there's a lot of choices. There are almost 1,600 other cryptocurrencies in the marketplace today, and most of them aren't worth talking about, but Zencash is definitely worth looking into, especially if you consider yourself a voluntarist or a libertarian, somebody who is a liberty-loving anarchist. You love freedom. This is really a great crypto for you to take a close look at. They actually in their white paper, refer to voluntarism on more than one occasion in the white paper, which is pretty awesome. But beyond that, they've also got some of the great tech out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. You want to talk about some of the best anonymous private currencies out there? Zencash is one of them. And they've got more than 8,000 secure nodes on their system, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. So go and do your due diligence, do some research, learn about Zencash over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we continue here, we've actually got Will Coley on the line with us here. He's the host of The Call to Freedom. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? So as far as this whole thing about artisan made, and we're already seeing it now. I mean, I literally live next door to a business that their entire shtick is we only sell local artisan made products. You see it in Pennsylvania at flea markets and open air markets, and those are the products that they're known for having the highest quality and the highest prices. You know, when I bought stuff for my daughters this year for their to keep their ears warm, you know, something as simple as a toboggan, I could go to Walmart and buy a machine-made one for 98 cents. It's very simple, it's thin, it's quick, and it's not particularly well-made. So in a few weeks, we're buying a new one. Or I can go right next door and get an artisan-made one, and she'll probably give that one to her kids.
Right.
That is, artisan-made products are almost invariably better quality, longer, and because of that, people are going to continue to either buy antiques, like I do quite often, or made by hand, because it's almost always a better quality. So there will always be a market for
handcrafted
artisans, handcraft, tradesmen, craftsmen, people who can do things and do it well with their hands. That will always exist. The question is, are you as an individual willing to put the effort that is necessary to provide a superior product that's worth that money? And I'm sorry, but the average American simply is not.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people want the easy way out, and so they just want a job, they just want to work, you know, or not work at all, and as we're seeing in the cases of these people who are demanding the universal basic income, they'd really just rather sit around and get high all day.
I'm also seeing, you know, what sort of a level of expectation that comes with sort of being an American, and I don't know whether it's watching television or what brought us to this level of expectation, but you were talking about artisan-made products, and when I was a kid, most of the furniture in our house was furniture that had one point belonged to some other family member. You know, I mean, the tables, the dressers, all these things, they were high quality. As a matter of fact, my mother still has some of them. You know, this is high quality stuff, but it was handed down. You know, people kind of moved it around, and you didn't say to yourself, wow, I've got to have the IKEA. Everything in the house has to be done by IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be, it has a, you know, there's a certain finishing about this house. Like, there's none of that, right? Like, you know, you had a chair so you could sit on it, and it may not have matched everything that was there, you know, in the house or whatever perfectly, but this is how my other friends' houses were too, so nobody really ever thought about it, I don't think. At least this is how it was for me where I was growing up. Maybe other people listening didn't have it this way. But I think we now have an expectation that we're going to have all, you know, matching furniture and the flooring and the, you know, the crown molding and everything that goes into this. All stuff all has tremendous cost and maintenance, and it gets torn out every 10 years now, it seems like, and somebody redoes it.
Will, any other comments you want to share?
No, that was it. Like I said, I was just trying to back Mark up and point out that it's already something that we're seeing happening in the marketplace now. But the guy who's flipping burgers at McDonald's, he doesn't want to put enough effort into a skill to make the money that's necessary. So they're going to need free money from the government, or they're all going to starve to death.
Thanks for the call tonight. Will Coley, host of The Call to Freedom. You can check out his show on LRN.FM. Every single day during the week. So check that out. It's 3 to 7 Eastern time, 5 days a week. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Let's go to Franz. He's in Washington. Franz, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I just wanted to remind people of the YouTube video that was released a couple of years back. It was called Planetopolis.
Planetopolis.
It was about Planetopolis.
Okay. What was it about?
Planet. It was about taking people out of the countryside and putting them all into smart cities.
Ah.
And the most insidious part of it was, in my opinion, that you would have to share your apartment and you would lease all kitchen utensils and everything else in your apartment.
I think if I recall, maybe I don't recall this, but I recall something where they sort of had these ideas the apartment would have a kitchen that spun around like every 6 hours or something, so you would only have access to the kitchen, you know, at every 6 hours or whatever, and so your unit would not have the plumbing fixture, I mean, it would have toilets or whatever, but the kitchen would move around. Uh-huh. I don't know how this was supposed to save money. Kitchens don't cost that much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can. When I was buying refrigerators and things like that, I was buying a used refrigerator for $100. What could they possibly be? $150 now?
I have not seen this Planetopolis video, but I mean, just the first thing that you said about it there, Franz, just makes me think, you know, knowing people who live out in the rural areas, why would those people ever want to move into an urban area like that? I mean, they live out in the rural areas because they appreciate open spaces. They don't want to be closed in with people.
Yes, the state would make them move out.
It'd be forced. So it'd be like putting them in a ghetto, basically.
Yeah.
So the idea is that cities. So we're told by the eco warlords out there that the eco central planners that cities are more environmentally conscious or whatever it is. I don't know exactly. And that stacking people up in little high rises like cocktail sandwiches that is the
what
best.
A ridiculous claim. I mean, look, anybody can. Do you feel like you're environmentally conscious inside a city where you almost never see a forest or anything like that? You don't see a stream? You don't see any kind of, like, outdoorsy, woodsy kind of things? Like, to me, that's when you feel like you're in touch with the environment, is when you're outside of cities. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Franz. I appreciate hearing from you. And the number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there's our Skype username as well, if you want to join us there. It's Skype username LRN.FM, plus the Discord on-air call-in line room. We'll talk a little bit more about basic income here, universal basic income, universal basic assets, which is another repackaging, basically, of the same concept. And that's what you're going to see, is all these brilliant thinkers or whatever coming up with ways to use violence to try to mold society in the way they think it should be molded in the future. There's more coming up here. And Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.